on the ire for the Good Fortune show. It is something of a situation where a lot of people right now are trying to see if they can go beyond the normal methods of fight and go towards a better method of positive thinking, positive approaches. Knowing that a situation can be solved through positive thinking. Positive thinking basically excludes the methods that are used by people to go through their life, the method of fighting. Some people are, they're kind of created in a way that they end up fighting for everything. And there is evidence of this around the world. Some countries believe that fighting is the only way. And there is evidence of this around the world. But there are countries that don't believe that fighting is the solution. And if you go through the list of countries in the world, you can easily find out which countries prefer to use fighting and war as a mechanism to win, to show that they're superior and to get what they want. And then there are some countries that don't engage in that and they prefer to be peacemakers instead and they prefer to use other methods. The Mongoloid community or race, whatever word fits. They essentially prefer to go around and conquer. And history has record of this, that the Mongoloids stepped outside their country and went around conquering, used fighting and war as a method. And it is easily to be seen that still that is running in that particular energy, wherever that energy is. It's a certain energy that prefers to go out there and conquer, whatever the cost. That is a method that some people use. But then there are other people who don't want to use that method. They prefer to use a softer approach. They prefer to avoid fighting and war altogether. They are the peacemakers of this world. And it's not always that might is right. It is not always that might is right. And history has shown that also to be something that is true and real. That walking the path of the peacemaker or walking the path of goodness, deliberately walking away from fighting and finding solutions that are maybe out of the box might just work. Might just work. And if you or fictitious Jane decides, okay, you know what? The solutions that I seek will always be such that it does not take me further low down, but it actually rises me higher. Fictitious Jane will find suitable solutions. Will find suitable solutions. And there was this thing that I watched on YouTube where this person says they were giving free potatoes, potatoes in Canada. And I think in the rain, a lot of people were lined up for those free potatoes. And the person was commenting, "Oh my God, look what's happened, that people are lining up in the rain in Canada for potatoes, free potatoes." And he said that it made him not feel okay about it. He says, "It's not that I am stressed, but I just don't feel good about what's happening." So here is an example of that, of the situation where it's not stress. He said clearly, "I'm not stressed, but I do feel bad about what is happening, that people are lining up for free potatoes in the rain in Canada." And so it's not about getting stressed and then de-stressed, stressed and then de-stressed. Again, I'm saying this to those groups that always try to sell de-stressing as a solution for everything. It's not. People have different ways of dealing with their stress. And like I said, it could be a relaxing day in front of evening in front of the TV, correct? And good food. But the thing is, what this person was basically saying is that there is a lack of good fortune going on. There is a lack of good fortune going on. So such that people have to line up in the rain for free potatoes. And who knows what quality those potatoes are, right? I mean, whether it's good, whether it's not so good, it's okay if you're not bringing the potatoes into question, but we're saying that people felt bad at the lack of energy that is flowing, such that people actually have to line up in the rain for free potatoes. So, where is the good fortune energy then? If there is good fortune energy, people don't have to do that. They would be able to buy their own beautiful potatoes in some very nice market. So it is actually the presence of good fortune or the absence of good fortune that creates situations. And people can try to de-stress all that they need, all that they want. The situation is still going to remain the same until somebody brings in a great dose, a big, huge dose of good fortune into the air. The air in a particular community, state, country, countries. In any particular area of a country, or maybe the whole, or major portions, whatever extent, the air gets depleted of good fortune. That is what happens. And when the air gets depleted of good fortune, is when then people get to see such things happening in a really nice, beautiful country like Canada. Who doesn't like Canada? After all, the Niagara Falls is open on both sides to the US and the Canada. And who doesn't love the Niagara Falls? We all love it. We all love the American side and we all love the Canadian side. And we don't see things as separate. We love both sides. And to see that there is a depletion of good fortune energy in any one country that we love, that we have always appreciated for its beauty. I mean, which one of us, who amongst us, hasn't appreciated the Niagara Falls? Hasn't stood there in wonder? We all love it, whether it's the Canadian side or the American side. And so then to hear people say these things, and to know from my point of view that there is a lack of good fortune energy in the air. There is a depletion of that going on. And that is why these things are happening. And then to understand that there are forces in play. There are forces in play that results or that makes these things happen. Because these forces also have energy. Obviously, they're living beings. And they have energy. And it's their energy, the negative forces energy, that has replaced the good fortune energy in a particular country, creating a lack of good fortune in the air. And as an existing good fortune energy is systematically replaced by negative energy, and we're not pointing fingers at anybody or anything. We're just talking of the energy game here going on, game or play. But if people take the existing good fortune energy and systematically keep on replacing it with negative energy, what's going to happen? Depletion. Depletion of good fortune energy resulting in various situations of a negative nature. And this is something that people, when such things happen, they just need to know that there is a huge depletion of good fortune energy going on in the air. Do you know that there is a certain place in India where we travel? We travel to. And I've said this in another show, some shows ago actually, where I was saying that, and that's when I noticed that it happened, that I started to notice a continuity, like some strange thing happening. Whenever we drive to this place, whenever we drive to this place, I think it happened in a show where I interviewed somebody. So if somebody goes and checks up my interview shows, they'll find this thing where I said that we were running on empty fuel, literally very, very little fuel. And I traveled 100 miles slash kilometers. I mean, you can do the translation and no, you can do the, sorry, calculation. It's a bit different in kilometers and miles. But on that day, I was probably calculating in miles, but actually, whatever it is, we did not have enough fuel to travel that distance. But something happened, and we got to this gas station in the particular town that it was that we were traveling to on almost empty, and we made it. The kilometers did not fall at all. And we had sufficient fuel to reach this place. It just kept us going. Enough for us to reach and to refuel. But then after that, we started to notice something else. We started to notice that whenever we go from our city, where we normally live, normally supposed to live, And we travel to this place. Whenever we do that, the kilometer reading rises. It starts to increase. It starts to increase, and it increases by the value. It increases, for example, if it is 100 miles, right? It would increase by 100 miles and then start to go down again only when we reach the gas station. So it would give us 100 miles worth of fuel. And you can actually see it going up. It just keeps going up and it doesn't fall till we reach, until we refuel. Now, this happens every time, every time. And in this place that we go to, there's a special temple. Now, you can translate it into any particular religion that a person is. And we can say that this particular temple has power, amazing power. But then it is a particular highway, correct? It's the same highway that we take back to our regular city. And when we do that, the kilometers start to fall rapidly. Rapidly. It actually falls more than it should fall. So there is a loss of fuel in the opposite direction. And there is a gain of fuel in this particular direction towards this particular temple. It is the same highway. It is the same length going and coming. It is the same ups and downs. Everything is the same and the same speed being maintained. So why is it that when we travel towards this temple town, we see a rise and a gain, a huge rise and gain in the fuel? And then when we come back, there's a loss. It actually falls faster. It falls faster than it even should normally do. It's amazing. It can only mean that there is some kind of a good power in this town that we go to. And in the opposite direction, the opposite is happening. This place where we go to, right? Where we are supposed to stay normally, but we keep leaving all the time. And we go to other places and we stay, like good fortune places, good places. The city that we go to, back again, there's a lot of profit-based businesses going on. Maybe people, a couple of people, maybe scamming each other. A lot of construction activity, taking out the trees, defeating nature, taking over basically from nature. A lot of people who are money-minded, who are only interested in their own profitability and not concerned about the nature around them. So there's a lot of this going on over here. And even though people there make money, don't get me wrong, but it's not good money. It's not nice money. Especially the people who keep tearing down nature and replacing it with apartments. And so there is a very good force in this particular direction where we see a fuel rise in the sense profitability in fuel, less fuel being consumed while we travel to this temple town. And in fact, we're actually given fuel while we are traveling. We're actually given fuel. The fuel increases. And this side, there's a huge depletion that happens. It falls faster than it should. All other things remaining the same. So for sure, and this happens every time. Happens every time. So for sure, there is something in the air, which is the presence or lack of good fortune energy. There is good fortune energy being given out by certain temples and places. It could be anything. In this case, it's a temple. But in something else, in some other situation, it could be something else. You know, we want to take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and come back soon. We'll be listening to some instrumental, and I'm hoping you're still going to be there when I come back, so don't go away. Hold on tight. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. So, good fortune energy, the presence or absence in the air, could be radiated out by certain temples and other places of worship. It could be a church, it could be anything. And when it is radiated out, it has a certain field. It has a certain field, a certain area that it covers. And as it radiates out this good fortune, it gives to people, it provides to people. It provides food, it provides money, it provides the ability to buy food. It gives, it gives, it gives. It provides victory. Because it gives. Its nature is of giving. Its nature is one of giving. And so, if people around the world who are listening can identify certain spots for them, personal to them, not for the whole world. So, you may go online and see, okay, this part is supposed to be good, this part is supposed to be good. It's okay. I mean, you can check that out too, but try to identify your own personal spots of good fortune and try to find out. You know, when I go around this place, something great happens. Good stuff starts to happen for me. And once you identify these spots, it could be one or more, it doesn't have to be just one. Then try to go around the spot of these paths and see what happens. Make personal observations. Things start to change. Good things start to happen immediately. Immediately, even without us knowing. It just happens. So, anyway, to continue with our story. So, when we arrived at this town, and remember, we were given all this extra fuel. Or you could say it's extra fuel, or the car's ability improved. Correct? And there was a rising of the number of miles slash kilometers that we were going to get. And remember, it's the same highway. So I know that when you're traveling on a highway and you're traveling at a certain speed, obviously the economy of fuel consumption is going to be better. But it's such that when we go towards this temple town, it increases a lot and doesn't drop at all. But when we go away from the temple town and it is the same highway, same ups and downs, same speed, same everything, the economy of fuel consumption, whatever the term is, well, it starts to fall and it falls at a rate which is greater than it should fall. Okay, so we tried one thing. We went beyond the temple town. And as we approached the temple town, remember our fuel consumption, or I mean, let's just say fuel profitability, just for the sake of convenience. Our fuel profitability was great. But then when we left the temple town and we went beyond it, and this time we tried an experiment, we went beyond it. It started to fall again. It started to fall again. And then we went to this other town, same highway, same level, same everything, speed. Then we went to this other town. By then, obviously, fuel profitability was low. Then, when we came back, fuel profitability increased dramatically. Again, we were given a lot. Then we came towards the temple town from this opposite side. Fuel profitability was great. We passed the temple town back to the normal city. It started to fall again, like it always did. So there is something here in this temple town that is of a giving nature. And people who go towards it, and maybe it's my own family that has noticed this. I'm not sure about other families, whether they even look at it and whether they even try to find out whether they get the same benefit, or is it something that only we get? Is it something that only we get? I don't know. But there is something in this temple town that is of a giving nature, that gives, that increases profitability, that makes a person feel good. There's some good fortune energy here. And right now, I'm in this town, this temple town, and I'm talking to you. I'm doing my show from here. And there's something here that is of a giving nature, of a generous nature, of a loving nature, that wants to give. And so when people find these spots, and I'm asking the people who are listening here, find your own good fortune spot. And see if magical things happen there. Whenever we come here, we get the best food, the best place to stay. There is a fuel station here that actually gives you more than every other fuel station in this country. It gives you much more. So there's a lot more that you receive for your money over here. Good things start happening. Wonderful things start happening. It's good fortune. And So, if people around the world, whichever country you are in, find some sports that you know are going to give you great things whenever you go there. And you know what? Go there often. Go there often. Connect to that energy often. And be the person who, like a treasure hunter, gold miner, okay, people who are finding precious objects. Be like that. While whether or not you are seeking treasure, whether or not you are seeking gold and oil, at the very least, be a person who is seeking out good fortune energy and is trying to find those places where this good fortune energy exists. And as you do that, you become a seeker of good fortune energy. And remember, we said, seek and you shall receive. We said this in another show. Seek and you shall receive. And as you start seeking good fortune, at some point, even if you run away from good fortune, it's going to come out and grab you. Hey, look at me, I'm good fortune. And so, as you observe situations around the world, and just be an observer, don't get involved in it emotionally because it's not going to help. It's not going to help. You can only be an observer of situations where good fortune is not in existence. There's been a depletion. The same country, which could have had a lot of good fortune energy, could have gone into depletion. Could have gone into depletion because of the mere presence of certain negative elements, which is systematically depleting the good fortune and replacing that fantastic good fortune energy with their own brand of energy, which does not herald good news for people. And every person can only be an observer to this. Well, I don't want to say only be an observer, but every person can be an observer to this and plot their own path. Plot their own path. Yesterday, we were talking about certain rivers that flow in India, and obviously, the same thing must be happening elsewhere too. And it's almost like these rivers, they all flow into the sea or the ocean. They all flow into the sea or the ocean, and they flow great distances. They get their source of water from either ice melting from the Himalayas or some such phenomena, some such things. They get their water. They get their own sources of water from somewhere. And then they flow. And then they meet the sea slash ocean. But it's almost as if a divine hand sat and planned these rivers. A divine hand sat and planned these rivers so that they may provide water. So that they may provide water to the people located around them. Wow. This is not a man-made thing. We're not talking of dams and irrigation systems and further pipes being extended and taking water places to places. We're talking of those original rivers that just seem to flow with only one purpose, as they make their way to the seas slash ocean. They have only one purpose, and that is to give water to the people who are dependent on that. And it feels as if a divine hand sat down and planned this. okay, for this area, this river, for this area, this river, and it's going to cover this, and it's going to cover that. And when you have magical eyes, when we have magical eyes, we see things in this way. We see things in a magical way, and we see things as some very divine power giving us whatever we need for us to live really, really good lives. It is this divine power of givingness, of giving. And that's where, words like gratefulness and grace and miracles and magic and all of these things start to come. And that's where people are noticing the existence of something, the existence of goodness, rather than the lack. And the good fortune energy and the joyful manifestation energy is what is behind all of this. There is either a presence of good fortune energy or a depletion. There is either the presence of joyful manifestation energy or a depletion, and certain states in between, I suppose. But as we all become fantastic good fortune manifestors, and we actually see the application of this very practical application, very practical application of this good fortune energy and the joyful manifestation energy and its presence, resulting in very practical outcomes. There's a presence of rain, there's a presence of fertile ground, there's a presence of vegetation, there's a presence, abundant presence of fruits and vegetables, the presence of water, drinkable water, a lot of excess food happening. We went on a cruise in Dubai. We went on several cruises, actually. We love Dubai. And what they do is, right in front of us on this cruise, they have so much food, so much food. And I know the people who don't like wasting food are going to be not happy about what I say. But let me explain. There was so much food on this cruise that the people on the cruise could not finish the food. They couldn't. It was almost like we probably ate just 10% of the food. They took all of the food and they dumped it. They dumped it into huge garbage bins with the respective bags, of course, and whatever they do to that. They did not pack it for charity. They did not pack it to be preserved. They didn't do anything. They just took all of that right in front of us. They didn't even wait a minute contemplating. They took everything and dumped it into these huge bins. And then after that, whatever they do with it. But obviously, once it's dumped into garbage bins, they're not going to be giving it away to charity in charitable places, right? As charity, sorry. They're not. It's already dumped into garbage bins. So this shows an excess presence of food. And when I say excess, I just mean that it's more than what the people there on the cruise could consume. No matter how many trips we went to the table, there was only that much we could eat, right? I mean, no matter how many trips we went. And that is the presence of good fortune there. That's the presence of good fortune. And there was no thinking in their minds that, oh, there are people who could not be having food and we need to pack it for them and give it. No, they just dumped it all. Everything dumped, 90% food gone. And you know something? I didn't feel bad. I was like, whoa, great. They've got so much extra. That's nice. I mean, I always like to see abundance. And I'm always in the presence of abundance. I always see an extra, not a depletion. So people have to see this as the presence of good fortune. It is the presence of good fortune, and it is the evidence of good fortune. We did want to spend a couple of minutes, though, on soulmates, because last show, even though I said, you know, we will spend more time on soulmate manifestation, I kind of ended up spending very, very little time on soulmate manifestation. And the last show, which was a joyful manifestation show, the show was about bringing yourself into your full energy and allowing your energy to go out there, to be projected, and to affect people, obviously in a good way. And so when we talk of soulmate manifestation, and I do want to talk about it a little bit, just because I was so low on time by the time I read soulmate manifestation. The thing is that when we realize who we are, with or without realization, also, if we stop putting barriers on our minds, and if we stop having fear, but if we allow our full personality to project outwards and to touch the people that it will go in touch, then what happens is the soulmate feels you. The soulmate feels you. But if your energy is inhibited and subdued and not allowing your energy to flow the way it should flow, it might become a hit and miss situation where your soulmate does not feel you. Okay, let's bring fictitious Jane in. We don't want to make anything personal. So fictitious Jane's soulmate may not feel her. If she is not allowing her energy to go out there and be projected. And when this happens, it becomes a hit and miss situation where, you know, sometimes a lot of people would have seen, would have noticed that soulmates keep contacting us all the time. And sometimes it happens that they never contact and fictitious Jane. They never contact fictitious Jane. Her soulmate never contacts her. And sometimes he may contact her sometimes and sometimes not, with huge chunks of gaps in between. But if fictitious Jane keeps subduing her energy, if fictitious Jane keeps subduing her energy and inhibiting herself, then her energy is not going to flow outwardly as much. And her soulmate may not get her energy, may not be able to sense her presence, may not be able to have her energy awaken memories in him. But if she opens herself up, allows her full 100% power to flow, then what happens is that that energy is going to flow the distance, whatever the distance, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the distance is. I was listening to a South African comedy, and I started to think, it doesn't matter. The way he said it. I'm not sure if I said it the same way, but suddenly I said, it doesn't matter in a way that is different from the way that I normally speak. And so, yes, people do influence us a little bit there. Well, it doesn't matter how long or how far the distance is, energy is going to flow. And as the energy flows, it's going to have an impact on the people that it's going to touch. And that is how fictitious Jane's soulmate is going to even get it. Like, she exists. She does exist. She's a reality. She's a reality, and I need to be with this person. I need to be with this person. I can't ignore a person when his or her energy is always around me. Because it's going to go touch him. It's going to bring up memories. He's going to feel her presence in the room. Have you ever felt that somebody's in the room with you? Have you ever felt that I feel this person? I feel this person. I feel this person around me. And then even when you go shopping, you kind of feel that he's there, making decisions with you and helping you choose what to buy. That's his presence. That's your soulmate's presence around you. Of course, right now we're talking of soulmates. But it's very possible that if you've ever felt the presence of somebody that you romantically like around you, it's probably because he is there. His energy has flowed to you, has gathered around you, is probably helping you with your day. It's probably helping you make buying decisions. For example, if fictitious Jane is thinking, oh, what do I wear today? And is this dress going to be better for me? Or is this dress going to be better for me? If she has a soulmate energy around her, he would help her choose. Go for the micro mini. You look hot in it. I've seen you. You look so good. Or I can imagine you in that. It's going to look fantastic on you. Gives her that shot of confidence. Because soulmates can help each other. They can help each other. They can come around one another, even if they're not physically present. They can come around one another and help each other throughout the day. Because soulmates do that for each other. And this is especially true if you have a helpful soulmate. If you have a helpful soulmate, him, her, she, him, he would help. But in that, fictitious Jane needs to make sure that she is flowing her energy outwards. She's not inhibiting herself. She's not going into a state of mind where she feels unloved, uncared for. She's not withdrawing from her soulmate, thinking that he doesn't love her, because that's mistake number one. Mistake number one is assuming that your soulmate doesn't love you. You have to assume, by default, you have to assume he loves you a lot because he's your soulmate, he's your vibration. And now we're not going into twin flames versus soulmates. We're just saying soulmate energy. And that because he's your soulmate, he does love you. He could be teaching you life lessons, though. That's another thing. People get confused about that. And they may think, why is my soulmate not showing me that love in physical reality? But we're saying, first of all, get into that energy where you have a great energy exchange with him happening psychically first, in the psychic world, in the energy world. When you have a great energy exchange going on with him, then you will see it manifest in your physical world. But for that, first, fictitious Jane should know she should not inhibit herself. She should not think that he doesn't love her, and she should not cringe and tie herself into this little bundle. At the same time, she should not be thinking thoughts that are negative and which are not going to help her. You know, the thoughts would say, I'm not good enough. I never get the man. I never get the man that I want. All of these thoughts are self-defeating. But you have the confidence that you will always get your soulmate. You are the best. Your soulmate loves you. Your soulmate is crazy about you. And it's just waiting to show you how amazing you are and to get your energy equation into that higher level, into that higher place. And to know that it is your energy equation first that's going to decide and that's going to help. Okay, let's just use the word help, not decide. That's going to help in the actual manifestation of the soulmate relationship. And in this, a huge dose of good fortune energy will really help. Because if good fortune is in the air around you, then you will see the signs of your soulmate loving you rather than the opposite. So remember, there is the presence of good fortune, and then there's the depletion, absence of good fortune. The presence of good fortune will bring evidence of soulmate loving fictitious Jane. The absence of good fortune and the presence of negative energy will bring the opposite evidence. And then people think, oh, my love life is not working. That's how people end up thinking, my love life does not work. Nobody I love loves me back. But that's not true. All we have to do is fix the energy equation. We are approaching the end of our show, the end of the Good Fortune show for this week. We will be meeting again next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for the Joyful Manifestation show. And until then, do try to pull in as much good fortune energy as you can. Check the air around you to see how much good fortune energy there is. You will know, you will find out. And replace that with great joyful manifestation energy and good fortune energy. And obviously, you can contact me on WhatsApp or text me on the number given on my BBS radio page. This is Sugandhi Iyer, wishing you a fantastic rest of the day, a fantastic rest of the week, and I am signing off for the Good Fortune Show.